T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It had all the feel of the launching of an advertising campaign, didn't it? It felt pre-scripted, almost scheduled, the announcement of the new variant with which the left and the elites hope to terrify the world. A couple things you might want to know about that variant and about variants of COVID in general. But first, the campaign. It had a pre-scheduled feel, didn't it? Like, well, you know, people are focused on their families over Thanksgiving. We'll go ahead and schedule a launch of the variant for the day back to work, that Monday, to maximize absolute hysteria. But there's a couple of things you should know. The weird reactions to this started with the woman who discovered it, Dr. Angelique Coetzee. She's the chair of the South African Medical Association. If you watch her interviews, she seems almost puzzled by the hysteria over this in the U.S.
Looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing, currently there's no reason for panicking as we don't see severely ill patients.
There's no better indicator of the weirdness and, quite frankly, fakery of the hysterical pronouncements about this in the U.S. than this U.K. Daily Mail article, dated the 29th of November, 2021. By then, Fauci and all the others had done their first rounds of hysterical media interviews. Joe Biden had responded as if responding to a natural disaster. But why? Why the hysteria? Listen to what was known in the days before Joe Biden and Fauci and all of them choreographed this for television. At the time this hysteria began, this past weekend, there had been, according to the UK Daily Mail, no hospitalizations in South Africa. So no hospital admissions, much less deaths. But still, they fomented and whooped up the hysteria. They don't even know at the time that this thing could kill. Here's what they're counting on that you don't know. That you'll think, well, as soon as a variant shows up, we must freak. We have to panic. What they're counting on that you don't know is that there are tens of thousands of COVID variants rolling around at any given time. For one of them to be significant, it'd have to at least kill or cause a hospital admission. But this one, when the hysteria began, had not. How do we know this? This is one of the facts about COVID no one ever talks about. It's so important. The UK Daily Mail, back on the 21st of December, 2020, ran this article. They were talking about something called nerve tag. It's the government's new and emerging respiratory virus threats advisory group. And what does nerve tag do? Among other things, it tracks new strains in the UK. And how many COVID strains had been cataloged as of December 2020. You're going to love this. About 20,000. 20,000? 20,000 different strains had been recognized. If you want to read that article, the headline on it is "The Mutant Virus Really Out of Control." Professor David Livermore argues the escalating mood of crisis is unwarranted. And his point is still well taken a year later. Why are our elites flipping out over the discovery of a new variant that hadn't had a single hospitalization or death associated with it in South Africa when, you know, by December of 2020, we had already cataloged at least 20,000 of these variants, and that was just in the UK. It was as if this strain had been selected for PR reasons. The public would buy it. They have no idea how common variant strains are. There are probably millions that are out there or have been out there by now worldwide. Yet we choose one out of nowhere that hasn't killed anybody in South Africa? Seriously? One that the puzzled discoverer, the one who discovered it, is like, yeah, it causes really mild cases, not a big deal. What is going on here? Well, what's going on here is a political strategy. The Democrats have not given up yet on their goals. Vaccine mandates, especially vaccine passports, but most especially a voter act to save their party from decimation in the midterms. At the time, no cases of the Omicron variant had been detected in the U.S. at all. Meanwhile, if we're anything like other countries, we have tens of thousands of variants circulating here. But nobody cares. You need a tag, something big, something scary. From somewhere, big and scary things come. South Africa sounds scary. There's like jungles there and I don't know. Don't big scary diseases like Ebola come out of places with jungles? It sounds awesome if you want to scare people into giving away their voting rights, which is exactly what Representative Ronny Jackson says they're doing. He's the former White House physician for Barack Obama and Donald Trump. So he knows a few things about COVID and viruses. What did he call this? Here comes the MEV, he tweeted, the midterm election variant. They need, he writes in all caps, a reason to push unsolicited nationwide mail-in ballots. Democrats will do anything, he writes, to cheat, in all caps, during an election, but we're not going to let them. What specifically are they trying to get past? Well, it rears its ugly head again. The universal voting bill that they have been itching for. In fact, it was the first piece of legislation filed under Nancy Pelosi's new term as speaker when the Democrats won back power. The Democrats' push for nationwide zero ID mail-in voting is not a conspiracy. It's actually what's contained in the Freedom to Vote Act.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Co-sponsored by Democrat Joe Manchin. The bill is a horror. I've been warning about it for a long time. It completely destroys states' voting rights. States are supposed to run federal elections, according to the Constitution, but the Democrats don't care. It would allow a no-excuse by-mail vote for every single voter. Everybody would be allowed to apply for absentee ballots, but the most important thing it would do, wipe out almost all existing voter ID laws and prohibit boards of elections from restricting the ability of election officials to distribute absentee ballot applications. In other words, applications where they actually mail it to you to see if the place you live is real and you are. Absentee applications that require ID. Listen to this thing. It is a recipe for voter fraud. Any mail ballot postmarked on election day that arrives within 7 days would need to be counted, and ballots could not be discarded for minor errors like not using the security envelope, i.e. you could just Xerox them and run them off with little trouble. Makes it less unwieldy. But the biggest deal, again, is that it would eliminate pretty much any and all state laws requiring voters to have a photo ID to cast a ballot. And it would require automatic voter registration, listen to this, by state motor vehicle departments, regardless of citizenship status, guaranteeing that non-citizens and other ineligible people can vote. It's a recipe for exactly the kind of voter fraud that cost Donald Trump the election in five swing states. It's the exact thing they used to cheat. And it's a brilliant strategy. They simply say, well, what? We need to do this, 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 and this kind of fraud to win the election? Cool. We'll temporarily legalize it. Or, in this case, permanently legalize it. And this year, the Democrats don't just need this in a couple of swing states, because we just watched them lose seats in heavily Democrat areas, like the governorship of Virginia, a state Biden won just 10 months before by 11 points. A seat here in South Carolina, in Columbia, the area Biden won by 40 percentage points, just flipped to a Republican mayor. No one's ever seen anything like it. So they need these changes that allow them to cheat, even in the bluest of areas that used to be safe. This is why the governor of New York came out immediately on the heels of the announcement of the variant and declared a disaster. Even though there had not been a single case in New York or anywhere in the country. Contrast this to the Lambda variant, for instance. You know Lambda's here because it had spread throughout Guatemala and Peru. Lambda is pretty much completely vaccine resistant. The Japanese first identified it and raised the alarm. Lambda has to have been coming over our borders. Again, the world epicenter, according to Japanese scientists, is Peru, Argentina, and Guatemala. You heard a word about Lambda? It's got to be here. It's vaccine resistant. But they're barely saying anything about it. Finally, I want to point out something weird, something for you to keep your eye on. Over the weekend, the CEO of Moderna came out and told everybody that he didn't know if his shots could handle the variant. His stock temporarily tanked. But wait, was that because Moderna has been busy for a year preparing for a South African variant? Check out this headline from January 2021. From MSN.com and Business Insider. So just shy of a year ago, Moderna somehow knew it would need a shot for a South African variant? Huh. The article by MSN.com and Business Insider is headlined, Moderna is designing a new version of its COVID-19 shot to fight the variant first found in South Africa. Oh, God. I posted it up on my Facebook page if you want to see it yourself. Various versions of the article were done, including by Forbes at the time. Now, ostensibly, this new shot for the South African variant was actually going to cover a variant called B1351. It's got 10 mutations in the spike protein. This variant, the one they call Omicron, is actually B1529. It's got the 10 mutations, too. It's very similar. Now, for the kicker, when was Moderna planning to release this shot for a South African variant? First quarter of 2022, January, February, March. How convenient. Folks, there are 195 countries on the planet. And, you know, it takes a year to put one of these shots together, right? What are the odds the variant out of tens of thousands that our elites choose to flip out over, even though at the time there hasn't been a single death recorded in South Africa or a single case reported here or a single case of hospitalization in South Africa? What are the odds that that variant comes out of the very country, South Africa, that Moderna spent a year developing a shot for? I don't keep your eye on it. I have a funny feeling about it. I think that's exactly what they're doing. That's why the CEO beat a path to tell you his vaccines don't work against it. Because he's got one that does. Well, kind of. These vaccines don't work that great. I mean, you got 6 months. But whatever. Folks, watch that with Moderna. That'll be the tell. The story will go something like this. Well, you know, we found this other variant over here. It's very similar. And oh my gosh, the shot we've been working on for a year works. Hallelujah. And every liberal idiot out there will believe it. Because they believe anything they're told. Just watch. Now, here's the question. I have a hard time imagining the American people will wrap their minds around this or buy it or believe it because of two polls that have just come out. The first one last week was about Anthony Fauci. It was done by Rasmussen. 53% of Americans don't trust Anthony Fauci at all. He's a really crappy shot salesman. They simply don't believe him, and they don't like that he tortures beagles. But then there's this other poll from last week as well, showing 73% of Americans are done. They're just done with COVID. They're not buying it. And they no longer, their lives are, they're no longer living changed lives. They've gone back to their normal lives, and they have no intention of changing their lives again. They're just over the terror. It's past prime. So it's going to be very interesting to see if the elites can get this on us one more time, because they made an absolutely critical error. What I caught at the time, the technology for vaccine passports, which, as you know, are basically German-style travel papers digitized. They even track where you go. The technology for that was supposed to be available first week of May. Remember, I warned you that it was coming, that Microsoft and the others putting it together would be ready to roll it out the first week of May. And it was ready, but they didn't roll it out. It was a critical, critical error on their part, because these vax passports rolled out all over the world. Here's why it was a critical error. Because it was not until late May, beginning of June, that the CDC, its own internal papers leaked to the Washington Post, showing the shot was a failure, that it didn't stop the spread, that there was no significant difference in the spread of COVID-19 among the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. They didn't think that would come out. In fact, that very week before the Washington Post inexplicably broke that story doing actual real journalism, literally actually days before the story ran, both Fauci and Robin Walensky, head of the CDC, were on television lying to anybody who would listen about how the shot stopped the spread when they knew damn well it didn't. So they made a critical error. People probably would have accepted the vaccine passports at a pretty high rate if they still thought the shot worked. But once that cat was out of the bag, it was sayonara for the passports. They're going to have a really hard time getting them on us right now, I think. They just waited too long. Thank God. But they're so desperate and electorally desperate, they clearly intend to try. I say, bring it with your fake variants, your fake shots, and your fake hysteria.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.